This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, health care reform law will now let states tailor their benefit packages, U.S. House moves to delay Medicare physician payment cuts, and finally a story about the effects of dynamic loading on the intervertebral disc. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 337. Wishing everyone a happy holiday season. This episode is recorded December 23rd, 2011. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In a major surprise on the politically charged new healthcare law, the Obama administration recently said that it would not define a single uniform set of essential health benefits that must be provided by insurers for tens of millions of Americans. Instead, it will allow each state to specify the benefits within broad categories. The move would allow significant variations in benefits from state to state, much like the current differences in state Medicaid programs and the Children's Health Insurance Program. By giving states the discretion to specify essential benefits, the Obama administration sought to deflect one of the most powerful arguments made by Republican critics of the president's overall health care package, that it was imposing a rigid, bureaucratic-controlled health system on Americans and threatening the quality of care. Opponents say that the federal government is forcing a one-size-fits-all standard for health insurance and usurping state authority to regulate the industry. This criticism has inspired legal challenges to the new law, with the Supreme Court set to decide in 2012 whether the government can allow Americans to buy health insurance, and helps explain why public opinion of the law remains deeply divided. Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, had been expected to provide details of what services and benefits must be provided in each category. Instead, in an insurance bulletin issued recently, Ms. Sebelius said that the federal government would respect the state's role, giving them the flexibility to design coverage options that meet their unique needs. Under this approach, each state would designate an existing health insurance plan as a benchmark. The benefits provided by that plan would be deemed essential, and all insurers would have to provide benefits of the same or greater value. Plans could modify coverage with a benefit category, so long as they did not reduce the value of coverage. Surf to our show notes for links and details. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill that forestalls for 2 years a 27.4% physician payment decrease scheduled to take effect on January 1st, 2012. The bill passed by a vote of 234 to 193. According to the House website, 224 Republicans and 10 Democrats voted in favor of the bill. The measure will now proceed to the Democrat-controlled Senate for consideration. It is not expected to pass. The physician payment cut stems in part from the Sustainable Growth Rate, the SGR, which is a key factor in annual Medicare payment updates. Numerous medical societies have called for the SGR to be changed or eliminated. It is our expectation that in the 11th hour, congressional Republicans and Democrats will come to an agreement to protect the middle class and finish their budget work for the year, end quote, according to White House officials. According to Dr. Douglas W. Jackson, chief medical editor of Orthopedics Today, quote, this action just represents another of the many attempted and previously successful congressional postponement efforts in lieu of actually dealing with the underlying sustained growth rate in a meaningful way, end quote. This approach continues to generate concerns and future decisions by physicians on their fiscal ability to continue to see Medicare patients. In addition, it contributes to fears and uncertainties for the Medicare patients that will be affected. Again, end quote. Surf to our show notes for links. Loading is important to maintain the balance of matrix turnover in the intervertebral disc. Daily cyclic diurnal assists in the transport of large soluble factors across the intervertebral disc and its surrounding circulation and applies direct and indirect stimulus to disc cells. Acute mechanical injury and accumulated overloading, however, could induce disc degeneration. Recently, there is more information available on how cyclic loading, especially axial compression and hydrostatic pressure, affects intervertebral disc biology. A recent review in the Eurospine Journal summarizes recent studies on the response of the intervertebral disc and stem cells to applied cyclic compression and hydrostatic pressure. These studies investigate the possible role of loading in the initiation and progression of disc degeneration, as well as quantifying a physiological load condition for the study of disc degeneration biological therapy. Subsequently, a possible physiological beneficial loading range is proposed. This physiological beneficial loading could provide insight into how to design loading regimes in specific system for the testing of various biological therapies such as cell therapy, chemical therapy, or tissue engineering constructs to achieve a better final outcome. In addition, the parameter space of physiological loading may also be an important factor for the differentiation of stem cells towards most ideally discogenic cells for tissue engineering purposes. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Charles Dickens. Men's courses will foreshadow certain ends to which, if perversed, in they must lead, said Scrooge. But if the courses be departed from, the ends will change. Say it is thus with what you show me. Again, Charles Dickens from A Christmas Carol. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, again wishing all our listeners a safe, healthy, and happy upcoming holiday season, This has been Dr. Todd Eglow.